The Saints go inside and start to put the finishing touches on another week here at training camp. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into the New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap here on NewOrleansSaints.com. John, a very regular season-like practice today inside at the Saints facility as Coach Payton and the Saints spend most all day getting ready for the Colts on Saturday nights.
Well, they've gone into kind of regular season mode, the third preseason game, generally the closest approximation of a regular season game, so you want to get into that move.
All right, Coach Payton did talk today about some of the unique things that the Colts will bring to the table this weekend that can help his team prepare here throughout this preseason.
Look, I think when you look at this team, we were talking about this the other day, that there are a lot of new faces, guys that are very impressive, that can run. Obviously, we know the quarterback's turned into a real good football player. He's got, you know, the arm to make all the throws. He's got I think the offensive line's played well. And so when you put that together with the defense, you know, you're seeing a young roster that has played well, and I'm sure they have high expectations.
And, John, it looks like the Saints and Coach Payton will go into this Saturday night's game against the Colts with perhaps their best complement of players available so far this preseason.
Yeah, we know Jairus Berry got back to work earlier, and he's looked phenomenal in doing so. However, Keenan Lewis back on the field, Patrick Robinson back on the field, and Champ Bailey. So this could be the first full complement in the secondary that they've had this entire preseason. Also, Ben Grubbs got back to work today, so he might be in the starting lineup on that offensive line.
Yeah, it'll be good to watch on Saturday night. Now the roster stands at 86 because, John, there were a couple of transactions today as well.
Yeah, the team waived four players, those four players being Timothy Flanders, wide receiver Tobias Palmer, tight end Jerron Hamm, and linebacker Chidera Uzo Deribe. So Saints are down to 86 right now.
Yep, okay, so that's how the roster stands going into the weekend. As you mentioned, players coming back, and one of the guys that spoke after the practice today was Drew Brees, of course, and he'll see his first preseason game action this Saturday night. Of course, he's coming back from the strained oblique injury, and Brees talked about the progression of coming back from that injury, being careful, and getting ready for what he hopes is a big game on Saturday night.
I don't know about shaking off the rust, maybe just a, you know, anytime you're coming off an injury that was directly related to you throwing, you know, there's this ramp up that takes place, you know, so obviously I didn't want to push it too hard, too fast, because I didn't want to take any unnecessary chances with it. So just kind of that progression, you know, each day of, okay, I can do a little bit more, I can kick up the volume, kick up the intensity, and then finally when you're out here again, I'd say the first day or two, you're a little bit, how's it feeling on every throw? And after a while, you're like, come on, man, forget it. Just play ball. And I'm at that stage right now.
Like,
just playing ball.
Well, the nice little side story about Drew Brees is going back to play in the state where he played his college football, too. I think he's pretty excited about that.
Yeah, he always likes to get back. You know, he's a Purdue guy through and through, and he lets you know it. Even though he grew up in Texas and played high school ball in Texas, you know, once upon a time he had an NCAA record at Purdue, 83 pass attempts in one game.
All right, so that's pretty much it from today. Really kind of a very workmanlike routine, regular season preparation for a game where scout teams ran a lot today. And, again, all the good news is on the returning players and the fact that, as Coach said, they're going to play this weekend. Tomorrow's an interesting day. They will have a bit of a walkthrough as a team, John, but then there's a luncheon and then there's travel as well.
Yeah, going to be kind of a long day. I mean, you get through that luncheon and you get in the air, go to Indianapolis. So the walkthrough will be obviously very light, not a whole lot of work done there, and then you go to the luncheon and be with the Saints fans and those kinds of things, and then come on to Indianapolis.
All right, so travel tomorrow night, and then, of course, the game on Saturday. That's a 7 Central kickoff on CBS and the Saints Radio Network. John and I, of course, will keep you updated with our updates, preview and post, and during the game, of course, on NewOrleansSaints.com and your Saints mobile app. Tomorrow on the Black and Blue Report, John will be on there with Daniel Salerson to help preview the football game for you. We'll also hear from the Indianapolis side of things tomorrow as well. Otherwise, we'll see you from Lucas Oil Stadium on Saturday from Indianapolis. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and we'll see you as the Saints get ready for the Colts this weekend. And